This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The Nanaimo Women's Center marked another year of community-based action and support at its annual general meeting on October the 8th, 2015. The organization provides women and families with the tools, education, and resource planning to expand their social, cultural, and economic opportunities. Over the past year, the center developed a new initiative called The Place. The project uses a creative community model to help build pathways of social inclusion and engagement. Marginalized families are given opportunities to use their talents and ideas in contribution to their communities. The Place Project joins the center's suite of programs: Turning the Key, Community Action Team, Homes to Homes, STAR, 16 Steps, and others that support positive change for individuals and families. Here's Nanaimo Women's Center Executive Director Leslie Clark with her general comments about the past year at the center, along with some specific comments about the Place Project.
I would, first of all, like to thank the Nanaimo First Nation for allowing us to hold this on their territory. This has been a really active year at the center, and we have initiated a bunch of new programs and new services to people, and we have new staff as well at the center. So some of those staff are here. Not everybody could be here tonight, but I would like to recognize those staff that are here and have them maybe stand up, just say their first name and what they do at the center. I think it's really important that we recognize their efforts. You know who you are. Thanks, Anita. Thanks so much, Keely. So staff members that are not here tonight, I'll just mention, we have Joanne, who is our stable, significant, what other S? bookkeeper, who's been with us really for a long time, and she's not able to be here tonight. We also have Darcy, who works on programs. She works on the Place program with Anita, and she works helping develop other programs and writing grants. We have Brittany, who was here earlier but had to leave, and she does tenancy support. So she runs the Turning the Key program that's specifically around helping people get rehoused after a period of homelessness. It's fantastic. If you read in the report, we've gone into a partnership with John Howard and with that program, and we're really happy about sort of where we're going with it and that we've managed to keep it going. And then also we have Kristen. We have a Kristen and a Tristan. It's like a Brangelina thing. And Kristen is works as in partnership with Tristan on client support. And but she also works for Nanaimo Youth Services, so that's where she is tonight. We have a really diverse, amazing staff. And we're so pleased. We have an excellent team there at the center. I also see some volunteer faces out there, and I'd like to acknowledge everybody who works so hard in all of the capacities that you do, coming into the Women's Center and making a difference. Like, just, you know, helping staff. Like, we're so grateful to the help that we get, and to the board for the work that they do in a voluntary capacity as well. It's so important. Like, we can't do this work without people holding us up, and we're very, very appreciative of that. I just want to talk really sort of briefly about some of the stuff that's gone on this year. We did start the Place Initiative, which, as Anita mentioned, I just want to say Anita's been amazing in that program. Like, I am so grateful for the work that she has done. This is a brand new concept. We wrote a grant to the Community Action Initiative, and that is a hard grant to get, I have to say. It was a long process. We had to put in a letter of intent, and then we had to get a pre-grant funding, and then we had to do research, and then eventually we got the grant. And so whenever you bring something brand new, it comes with challenges. And we didn't know exactly what those challenges were going to be, because our idea behind this program was that we were going to allow the people who came and used the program to drive it. So that is a challenge unto itself. We're asking people to come and decide how they wanted to participate in their community. And this is for families that often maybe feel like they're on the periphery of their community. And we wanted them to support them in being agents of change in their own community. And it's been amazing, but not without a significant amount of creativity and work and some scary moments. And just like, oh my gosh, what have we done? Is this ever going to work? And then it started to work. And Anita put a lot of effort and creative thinking into going out, meeting with people in the community, and supporting those families, building relationship. Everything we do at the Women's Center is about relationship. Everything we do. We're not there to tell people what they need in their lives. We build relationship. We listen. And then we support the decisions that are made. And that's so important to understand. And that's what makes us unique. What makes us who we are is that we believe in people's intrinsic value. And we believe that people have a value to their community. And all they need are the resources to make those talents come to the surface or to offer those talents to their community. So now with the place, we have a group of families. We're now up to 27 families. That's 27 families. That's a lot of children at the center in the evening. They're like, my whole office is filled now with toys and drawings, and it's wonderful. And what we're doing now is they participated in a street fair that happened, the My Street fair that happened. They're now planning the free winter festival. And then after that, the project we have for spring-summer, we're not sure yet, is we're going to festoon the city with, we're calling them peace flags. It's based on the Tibetan prayer flag idea. So we're going to give families and people in the community an opportunity to talk about their hopes, their dreams, their wishes for their community. And this is driven by these families who, that when we first talked to families when they came in, weren't participating necessarily in what the city had to offer them. They didn't feel that it spoke to them. You know, often programs are kind of set up, and then we'll give them free tickets, or we'll make this a less expensive thing for a family to join into, and that's fine and that's great. But people weren't getting an opportunity to drive those activities and to be agents of change in their own community. And through this program, we're so proud of, we're now building that capacity in our community to make our community truly an equitable community that makes those resources available to everyone. So the sky's the limit with this program. I really I'm so heartened to see, you know, the ideas that percolate out of the place. Isn't actually a physical place. It's a spirit of place concept. So it is where these families are. It's where they take these things into their community. It's about having a spirit of this community, what it has to offer, how it impacts us, and how we impact it. And I'm just so overwhelmed, really, by the creativity and the generosity of these families that have come forward to do this and to really try to create a space in their community that everybody gets to participate in. It's been amazing. We've done some crazy things, and it's been fun. They made a puppet theater, and then they had puppet paper bag puppets that anybody could make one at the street fair. And there was paint everywhere. There was children painting. It was great. It really has brought the center alive in the evening, and it's a fun thing to watch. We have a new program that we've also launched called Homes to Homes, and that program is supported by the United Way. And what it does is people can bring some of their furnishings to the center. We're not taking soft, like upholstered furnishings, but, you know, tables and that sort of stuff. Also sort of those small household items. And it goes up on a Facebook page that other community members who are working with people who are currently homeless and getting back into housing can go on that Facebook page and choose their table, choose their whatever they need to make their house a home. And they get a startup kit, pots, pans, towels, all that kind of stuff. And it's just available to the community. And so people can also access that. And that's brand new. So it's we had an incredible, Vanessa, an incredible practicum student from the criminology department that has put a ton of work into to getting that organized and getting it up and running. So that's going as well. Yeah, it's just been, it has been a really, really busy year. And part of the struggle, and there's been challenges, and part of the challenge, one of the challenges that we're facing right now is that because we're without core funding, when we go, we get a program up and running and it's successful, we have to then go and write grants and go to foundations to try and keep that program going. And sometimes we kind of know, well, we think we can keep it going, but we're going to bridge it until we find that funding to keep it going. And sometimes, and that bridging, nobody covers that. You know, that's donations from the community that keeps that bridge so that we don't let go of staff, incredible staff, so that we keep that program solid and in place so people feel that they can count on it. So many programs come and go that service users, often it takes them a long, that's why that relationship is hard to build. They don't think it's going to be here tomorrow. So sometimes they're like, yeah, yeah, you know, another one of those programs, it's gone in 6 months. And so it's so important that once you've built that relationship and you got, you have it going and it's successful, to build on that. But it means that often in between those, so those funding gaps, we're bridging that program. And, you know, the center is definitely struggling right now because of our cost to do that. And, you know, we're all working hard to keep ourselves afloat and going. But we really also, you know, if the community finds value in this, then come and support us. Because, you know, I don't know how many times I can count, you know, someone saying to me, you know, a woman or a family member, I don't know what I would do if the center wasn't here. And I think the community, we invite the community to come in and to support this. This is an amazing thing we have happening in terms of making sure that everybody has a voice in this community. So, it's a shout out to, you know, come and support us. Like, we have events going on. We have the Beer and Burger. We have third party fundraisers happening in the community. Go on our webpage and check it out and let all your friends and neighbors know that, you know, if this sounds good, then come out and support it. We really, really need your help. Other than that, it's been an exciting year. I'm so proud of the work that everybody has done. I'm so proud of the work that the volunteers have done. There are a couple of volunteers here that have just gone above and beyond. I'm so proud of the work that the board has done. I'm so proud of the work the staff has done. And I am so proud of the work that the people come in and use our services have done. So on that note, thank you very much. Hi, Chika.
That was Leslie Clark, Executive Director of the Nanaimo Women's Center. She was speaking at the Society's annual general meeting on October the 8th, 2015. You can find the Nanaimo Women's Center online at nanaimowomen.com. You can find them on Facebook at Nanaimo Women's Resources Society. The Nanaimo Women's Center, like all community-based nonprofit charities, depends upon the goodwill of volunteers, supporters, funders, and donors to continue its work on behalf of people in need. The group honored a longtime volunteer supporter, Myra Thompson, at its annual general meeting and also received a charitable donation from the Order of the Eastern Star. Here's Carmen Pierce making that presentation.
My name is Carmen Pierce, and I am a member of the Order of the Eastern Star. Last year, I was what the term is called worthy grand matron, which is like being the president, although when you're worthy grand matron, everybody bows to you. It's not like being president where they throw things at you. So every year, the worthy grand matron has a project, and generally, typically, it's cancer or heart fund or something like that. I wanted to do something that benefited the communities where Eastern Star was, because that is part of the job, is to go everywhere in BC and Yukon where there is a chapter. So I came up with the Ruby Slipper Shoe Challenge. And what I wanted was the individual members to go and count the shoes in their closets and then times that by 50 cents and make a donation to their women's shelter support within their community. The overall amount that was given to all of the different communities was over $24,000 was given to all these individual communities. So that's a lot of shoes. We had one individual lady who had over 300 pair of shoes. She didn't know she had that many, but when she started cleaning out the closets, she said she couldn't make that amount in donations because not only was her husband upset at the 300 pair of shoes, but then times that by 50 cents. So she did make a generous donation. However, along the way, I was given individual donations to myself, and I wanted to earmark the money. I live in Cassidy, but what I realized with the Nanaimo Women's Resource Center is that you help all the women in different ways. And the thing that I can take away from tonight's meeting is that what you do with all of your programs that you have through the Nanaimo Women's Resource Center is that you not only give them your clients a voice, but you ensure that they're heard. And that is probably the biggest thing that I think that you do. And so it's my pleasure to present the Nanaimo Women's Resource Center with several checks that total $1,257.61.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Carmen Pierce is with the Order of the Eastern Star. The group presented a donation to the Nanaimo Women's Center at its recent annual meeting. You can find the Nanaimo Women's Center online at nanaimowomen.com. You can find them on Facebook at Nanaimo Women's Resource Society.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpages.